Praise be Jesus Christ. Yesterday I spoke about how the sacrament of reconciliation is the best form of penance, the best way to prepare for the coming celebration of Christmas. But it's important that we recognize that confession is not reserved just for the period of Advent in preparation for Christmas, or just for the period of Lent in preparation for Easter. Nor is confession reserved only for those who have fallen into serious mortal sin. But we need to recognize that confession is something we ought to do frequently, at least once a month, and even if we only have venial sins to confess. Now, why should we go to confession frequently? Because we need grace. And the sacraments are instituted by our Lord as the principal means to communicate his grace to our souls. Some sacraments, of course, are meant to be received only once: baptism, confirmation, holy orders, or matrimony. But others are meant to be received frequently: confession and Holy Communion. Pope Pius XII lists 8 benefits of frequent confession. These are the signs that we have posted on our confessionals. And these are the 8 benefits that he lists. The first, there's a genuine self-knowledge is increased. Remember, one of the principles of the spiritual life, know thyself. As one grows in holiness, he ought to be growing in self-knowledge. So this is a benefit of frequent confession. We grow in self-knowledge. The second one is linked to the first. That is, Christian humility grows. It is as we come to know ourselves better, we ought to be humbled by that knowledge. And humility is also the foundation of the spiritual life. The deeper our humility is, the greater our charity can be. The third benefit, bad habits are corrected. Bad habits, that means vices, are rooted out. The fourth, spiritual neglect and tepidity are resisted. With frequent confession, there's a transformation that takes place in the soul, a transformation from a lukewarm soul, to fervor, to the fervent practice of the faith. The fifth benefit, the conscience is purified. The sixth, the will is strengthened. The seventh, a salutary self-control is attained. And finally, the eighth, grace is increased in virtue of the sacrament itself. That is, there's an objective growth in holiness. Every time we confess, we make a valid confession, we leave the confessional with more grace than when we entered. We are holier than when we entered. Our charity, our love for God and love for neighbor is greater than when we entered. And so let us use all of the means of grace that God has given us, all the means to grow in holiness and to become the saints that he wants us to be, especially that of frequent confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.